Good morning. It's November 25, 2025. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app.
This report focuses on Taiwan semiconductor manufacturing company's expansion plans for its 2-nanometer chip production. In a statement, Benzinga shared that the company is increasing its advanced manufacturing facilities from 7 to 10 sites to meet the rising demand for artificial intelligence technology. Taiwan Semiconductor is set to invest approximately 900 billion Taiwan dollars, which is about 28 billion US dollars, in building 3 additional 2-nanometer fabrication plants in Tainan Southern Science Park. This expansion will complement their existing facilities in Hsinchu and Kaohsiung. Construction could begin as early as next year, with the goal of starting mass production by 2026, aiming for a monthly output of over 100,000 wafers. The push towards smaller chip sizes is significant, as these advanced chips are key to enhancing performance and reducing power consumption, crucial for handling the growing workloads associated with artificial intelligence. After ramping up production of 3-nanometer chips, Taiwan Semiconductor, along with major competitors like Samsung and Intel, is now entering the race for 2-nanometer technology. Taiwan Semiconductor's chairman, C.C. Wei, has confirmed ambitious plans to double their 2-nanometer capacity from 40,000 to between 80,000 and 90,000 wafers per month by the end of next year. Analysts predict that by 2027 or 2028, 2-nanometer technology will likely become standard in the industry, while the company's next-generation 1.6-nanometer chips are expected to enter mass production in 2028. Local reports indicate that the company's capital expenditures could rise to around $50 billion, which is a 20% increase from this year. A significant portion of that budget will likely be directed towards enhancing 2-nanometer and advanced packaging capabilities. As the industry faces physical limits in chip scaling, advanced packaging solutions are becoming increasingly vital for performance improvements. Taiwan Semiconductor is also expanding its capabilities in advanced packaging technology, which involves stacking multiple chips on a single substrate, with plans to triple production over the next 2 years. On a competitive note, Samsung is also advancing in the 2-nanometer space and is expected to increase its wafer production capacity significantly. They are stabilizing yields and securing new customers, though they still hold a much smaller market share compared to Taiwan Semiconductor's dominant position. In market activity, Taiwan Semiconductor's shares were down slightly in pre-market trading, reflecting a decrease of around 0.75%, trading at approximately $282.51. This development underscores the ongoing competition and rapid advancements in the semiconductor industry as companies rush to meet the surging demand for AI technologies. This report discusses Tesla's declining sales in Europe and the rising performance of its competitor, BYD. As highlighted by Benzinga, Tesla experienced a significant drop in new vehicle registrations in Europe during October, registering just under 7,000 units. This marks the nearly 50% decline compared to the same month last year. Year-to-date numbers are also troubling, with registrations down nearly 30% from the previous year. In contrast, BYD is making strides in the same market, with sales jumping over 200% from last October. The Chinese electric vehicle manufacturer has sold more than 17,000 units in the region this October alone, and its year-to-date figures show an impressive increase of more than 280%. Despite Tesla's challenges, the overall electric vehicle market in Europe continues to grow. Year-to-date sales of electric vehicles have surpassed 2 million units, reflecting a surge of over 26% compared to last year. Additionally, the battery electric vehicle market share within the European Union has reached 16.4%. Tesla is also looking to expand its full self-driving technology in Europe, with a target launch in early 2026. However, details remain scarce as the regulatory body has not provided additional information on Tesla's application. In terms of stock performance, Tesla shares surged nearly 7%, but experienced a slight dip in pre-market trading. Overall, while Tesla grapples with declining sales figures in key markets, competitors like BYD are capitalizing on the growing demand for electric vehicles in Europe.
This commentary focuses on the current state and future potential of the cryptocurrency Cardano. According to a recent report from Motley Fool, Cardano appears to be at a crossroads, grappling with both challenges and opportunities in the competitive crypto landscape. Despite being a well-structured project with a solid foundation, Cardano struggles to attract users and has seen a significant decline in its value over the past year, currently trading at around 43 cents. This is a stark contrast to its peak of $3.10 over 4 years ago. The question looms, does Cardano face a slow decline, or is it on the verge of a resurgence? While its methodical approach to updates and features can be seen as a positive, in the fast-paced cryptocurrency market, this caution has led to lost opportunities. Cardano has been overshadowed by competitors like Dogecoin, which has gained popularity through its playful branding. Moreover, there have been notable governance issues, which have delayed advancements, such as the introduction of smart contracts that only came in 2021. Well after competitors like Ethereum had already established that functionality. However, Cardano does boast a strong community of supporters and a notable staking ratio of 59%, which surpasses Ethereum's 30%. This indicates a level of investor commitment that may serve the project well in the long run. Recent data shows that Cardano's total value locked, an important metric for assessing the health of its decentralized finance applications, has dropped significantly from over $720 million to around $219 million. Yet Cardano's co-founder, Charles Hoskinson, suggests that traditional metrics may not fully capture the project's potential, particularly when it comes to staking benefits. Looking ahead, the anticipated launch of a privacy-focused sidechain called Midnight could be a game-changer. Hoskinson has mentioned that this initiative has secured over 100 partnerships, including collaborations with significant players like Brave and Google Cloud. This could potentially address some of the historical issues Cardano has faced, such as attracting businesses that are hesitant about transparency in blockchain transactions. In summary, while Cardano is currently facing significant hurdles, there are glimmers of hope, especially with the upcoming Midnight launch and its commitment to a compliance-friendly approach. As the market matures, Cardano may find its place among the leading cryptocurrencies, though investors will need to remain cautious about the inherent risks in this volatile space.
This report discusses NIO Inc.'s strong quarterly performance in the third quarter of 2025. Insights from Globe Newswire reveal that NIO achieved total revenues of approximately $3 billion U.S. dollars, alongside delivering over 87,000 smart electric vehicles, marking a significant year-over-year increase of over 40%. The company's chief executive officer, William Bin Lee, emphasized that this growth was driven by the competitiveness of its various brands, including NIO, Onvo, and Firefly. Looking ahead, NIO anticipates fourth quarter deliveries could reach between 120,000 and 125,000 units, which would represent a remarkable year-over-year increase of up to 72%. NIO's recent developments also included a successful equity offering, which raised over $1 billion U.S. dollars, helping bolster its financial standing. The chief financial officer, Stanley Yu Ku, reported an improvement in vehicle gross margin to nearly 15% and noted a substantial reduction in operating losses, showcasing the company's enhanced profitability. With a positive operating cash flow and a focus on cost optimization, NIO appears well positioned for sustained growth in the future. The company continues to innovate and expand its product lineup, which is crucial in a competitive electric vehicle market. As NIO moves forward, its ability to maintain this momentum will be essential for its long-term success.
This commentary focuses on NVIDIA's recent earnings call and the insights shared by Chief Executive Officer Jensen Huang regarding concerns about an artificial intelligence bubble. Fresh reporting from the Motley Fool reveals that amidst rising worries among investors, sparked by high valuations of companies like Tesla and Palantir Technologies, Huang firmly rejected the notion of an AI bubble forming. During the call, he identified three significant shifts transforming the tech landscape. First, he pointed out the transition from central processing units, or CPUs, to graphics processing units, known as GPUs. Unlike traditional CPUs that process tasks sequentially, GPUs can handle multiple tasks simultaneously, which is crucial for advanced computing. Next, Huang highlighted the move from classical machine learning to generative AI. This new paradigm allows AI to analyze vast datasets to create original content, influencing various applications like search rankings and ad targeting. He cited Meta Platform's recent performance as an example of how generative AI has improved ad conversion rates. Lastly, Huang discussed the emergence of agentic AI systems, which can independently make decisions based on data. He described these systems, such as Tesla's self-driving software, as the next frontier in computing. Huang emphasized that these transitions are foundational and necessary in a post-Moore's Law era, paving the way for future innovations. He cautioned investors against trying to time the market, suggesting that while some indicators may point to a bubble, the reality is complex and evolving. Overall, Huang's perspective encourages a long-term investment approach, particularly in companies with high valuations, as the AI sector could continue to thrive for years to come.
This report discusses a public opening position disclosure by Man Group PLC concerning interests in relevant securities. In its latest coverage, Globe Newswire reported that a person with significant interests, specifically representing 1% or more, is required to disclose their positions under the takeover code. This includes detailing any holdings, short positions, and transactions related to relevant securities. The disclosure also encompasses rights to subscribe for new securities, along with any dealings that have taken place. Such regulations are crucial, as they promote transparency in the market, ensuring that stakeholders are informed about significant ownership and trading activities. This kind of disclosure helps in assessing potential influences on the companies involved and could impact market perceptions and decisions. Overall, it's a reminder of the regulatory frameworks that govern trading activities to maintain fairness and clarity in the financial markets.
This report addresses the projected rise in copper prices and the factors influencing supply and demand in the coming years. As reported earlier by Benzinga, UBS is optimistic about copper's future, raising its price targets significantly for 2026 due to tightening supply and increasing market deficits. The bank now anticipates a shortfall of 230,000 tons in 2025 and 407,000 tons in 2026, which are much larger than previous estimates. This supply crunch stems from several mine disruptions and operational setbacks in key producing regions, particularly in Chile and Peru, as well as issues at Freeport-McMoRan's Grasberg complex in Indonesia. On the demand side, UBS expects global consumption of copper to grow by 2.8% in both 2025 and 2026, largely driven by sectors such as electric vehicles and renewable energy. This stark contrast between rising demand and dwindling supply is making copper increasingly valuable. Additionally, the competitive landscape is intensifying, highlighted by BHP's recent efforts to challenge Anglo American's substantial merger with Teck Resources. The strategic importance of copper is also influencing U.S. government policy, with significant investments planned to secure supplies of critical minerals. Export-Import Bank has committed to providing $100 billion to support these initiatives, emphasizing the need for stable supply chains. In summary, copper's outlook appears robust, with both supply constraints and rising demand setting the stage for higher prices in the years ahead.
This report discusses Novo Nordisk's promising results from a Phase 2 clinical trial of amycretin for treating type 2 diabetes, according to Globe Newswire. The trial marks the first evaluation of this new drug in diabetes patients and highlights Novo Nordisk's ongoing commitment to innovation in diabetes care. Amycretin, operates as a receptor agonist, targeting both glucagon-like peptide 1 and amylin receptors. It is designed for both once-weekly injections and once-daily oral doses. The study involved 448 participants who were not adequately controlled on standard treatments like metformin, with many also using an SGLT2 inhibitor. Results showed that the weekly injection of amycretin led to significant reductions in a key blood sugar indicator, known as HbA1c, achieving an average decline of 1.8%. Notably, nearly 90% of patients reached target HbA1c levels of less than 7%. In contrast, participants who received a placebo saw only minimal improvements. Weight loss was also observed, with the weekly amycretin group losing an average of 14.5% of their body weight, compared to 2.6% in the placebo group. The oral form of amycretin also demonstrated significant weight loss results. The trial concluded that both forms of amycretin were generally safe and well tolerated, with mild to moderate gastrointestinal issues being the most common side effects. Martin Holst Lang, the chief scientific officer at Novo Nordisk, expressed optimism about these findings and announced plans to move into a phase 3 development program in 2026. This advancement is not only significant for Novo Nordisk, but also for the diabetes treatment landscape as a whole, as it seeks to offer effective and convenient options for patients.
This report addresses the disclosure of securities positions by Man Group PLC as required under the UK Takeover Code. According to a recent report from Globe Newswire, the firm has released a public opening position disclosure, which details interests and dealings in relevant securities representing 1% or more. The disclosure includes key information on any positions held, rights to subscribe for new securities, as well as details of any recent dealings in those securities. Such disclosures are essential for maintaining transparency in the market, especially during takeover situations. The document also indicates that any relevant transactions must be reported to a regulatory information service, ensuring compliance with the regulatory framework. This kind of reporting is vital for investors as it helps them understand the stakes involved and any potential changes in ownership or control of the company. As we look ahead, keeping an eye on such disclosures can provide insights into market movements and investor sentiment around particular firms. That's all for now. Thanks for listening and have a great morning.